the Beauty Advisor. This is the podcast where we talk about the latest trends in health and beauty, we review beauty products, and we help you navigate the cosmetic counters so that you can stay beautiful while living longer. This is your host and Beauty Advisor, Deanna Lynn. Today's show is all about health and nutrition. I have on the show Dr. Steve Chachuris. Not only is Dr. Steve a highly regarded pediatrician, but he's also an independent consultant for natural supplements. Steve's here with me today to share some important information about health and nutrition. So let's just go ahead and welcome Steve on. Welcome to the show, Dr. Steve.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Could you start by pronouncing your full name for us and then also give us a little bit about your background?
Sure. My full name is Dr. Steve Chachuris. I'm a solo practicing pediatrician. I've been practicing for approximately 30 years. Several years ago, I got interested in vitamin supplementation.
Could you tell us how or why you got involved with vitamin supplements?
Well, as a pediatrician, I've always been interested in preventative care and being proactive about preventing disease, which is really the hallmark of what pediatricians do. And as I saw my practice and I saw the lack of nutritional knowledge on the part of parents, and the poor diet that a lot of the children were having, I became more and more interested in the possible role of supplementation. Most pediatricians do recommend a vitamin supplement for children, especially when they're breastfed in the first year. So it wasn't something that was really outside the loop for me. But what I found was that most people don't eat properly, and I was seeing that more and more in my practice. And the advice that most physicians give to their patients is, well, eat a balanced diet and you'll be fine. That would be all well and good if people are actually doing it, but my experience is that most people don't. The National Institute of Health has recommended that we eat 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis to really maximize our health. And I would venture to say that probably 99% of the population is not doing that. And even if you did come close with nutrient depletion in the soil, most fruits and vegetables don't carry the same nutritional value that they did, 25 or 30 years ago. So there's that aspect of it also.
I know earlier when we were talking, you emphasized the importance of antioxidants. Why do you feel that antioxidants are so important to our health?
Well, what antioxidants do is that they neutralize something that are called free radicals. And free radicals occur by being exposed to toxins, radiation, cigarette smoke. Even exercising and the act of breathing creates free radicals. So we're actually bombarded with free radicals on a daily basis. And what free radicals do is that they cause cellular damage. And cellular damage has been implicated in most disease states, especially chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, are really caused by free radical damage. And what antioxidants do is that they neutralize the free radical. So they stop it from creating that cell damage. So when grandma used to tell us to eat our fruits and vegetables, she knew they were good for us. Now we know why they're good for us.
So besides the antioxidants that fruits and vegetables contain, don't they also contain fiber? And don't we need that fiber?
Well, fiber is very important for other aspects of health. But from strictly the antioxidant point of view, it's really, from that point of view, it's really the free radical damage that you're preventing. Obviously, fiber is very good for colon health, and it's been shown that it can be preventative in developing colon cancer. The diet that's higher in fiber usually is beneficial.
Is it also important for us to eat fruits and vegetables, or can we just rely on vitamin supplements?
Yeah, I think the key word is supplement, okay? So, you know, vitamins are considered a supplement. We haven't reached a point yet where we can, you know, eat our total diet out of a little packet, okay? Eventually that may happen. But, you know, obviously there is benefit from eating the actual fruit and vegetable. You know, fiber is one of those things, as you mentioned. And, you know, actually the more actually, you know, absolutely the more natural the source of the antioxidant, the better. Now, there are companies that do make antioxidants which are essentially fruit and vegetable extracts. So when one is looking for a good antioxidant supplement, they should be very, you know, observant about that when they read the labels. Are these are these taken from natural sources?
Can our bodies really absorb the nutrients from vitamins? And are all vitamins created equally?
Not all vitamins are absorbed equally. A lot of vitamins are in tablet form, and it's been shown that a lot of times the tablet will pass through the stomach and through the gut totally unabsorbed. You're better off with a vitamin that's in a capsule form, and preferably a natural capsule. In other words, like a cellulose capsule would be the most bioavailable.
Huh. Very interesting. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that?
A company that I'm familiar with uses cellulose capsules, and the bioavailability of their supplements is between 95% to 98%, which is very, very high.
So that means they're kind of dissolved, and they're not like plastic or something like that. That would be unhealthy for you. Really unhealthy.
Exactly.
For you. Yeah.
Right. And they're highly absorbable.
What about these shakes, these smoothies that people make? How do you feel about those?
Well, they're good. The thing is that you want to have some direction in terms of what different vegetables and fruits you're actually throwing together, because there is some synergistic aspect to various antioxidants. So if you put them in the right proportion, you really maximize their benefits. And that's really where the benefit of a supplement comes in. If you're dealing with a company that really has some good science behind it, the scientists will formulate it so that the proportion of the various antioxidants makes sense and actually works synergistically. Because a lot of times that you could be duplicating antioxidants. In other words, when you make your own smoothie, if you really don't know what you're doing, you could be duplicating certain antioxidants and missing others. I don't know if that's making sense, but
no, it does.
That's what you have to be careful.
It's interesting. I never even thought about that. I don't think most people even think about that. So what you're saying here is by taking capsule vitamins, you're probably getting a more accurate level of nutrients.
Yeah, if it's a serious science-based company. Now, there's, you know, it's just like any other industry. You know, you have the upper level companies, and then you have the other companies. I don't want to disparage like automobiles. I sometimes use an automobile reference, but for example, it'd be like a Chevrolet versus a Mercedes. Okay. And you want to work with a company that's really at the high level, in terms of their science, because then they're making the effort to do that.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the science? What, in your opinion, is the Mercedes of vitamins?
Well, they should be, number one, they should be bioavailable, okay? Because otherwise you're totally wasting your money. Mm-hmm. Equally as important is the formulation of the antioxidant supplement that you're going to take. Is it covering, most of the bases that you need? In other words, does it have lycopene to help with prostate health? Does it have, other aspects for like lutein to prevent macular degeneration? for young women, it doesn't have folic acid in it to help prevent birth defects in their children. So there's a whole, there's a whole array of vitamin and antioxidants that are available. And what you want to do is make sure that the formulation is suitable for a person's age and sex and, where they are in terms of both of those things. And that's where a science-based company would come in. It's really not one size fits all. Okay. So when I see some of the advertisements, take this, certain supplement and you'll be covered. It's really not applicable from the age of 12 to the age of 70. Okay. At different stages in our life, we have different requirements. For example, a postmenopausal woman wouldn't need as much iron in her supplement as a woman that's menstruating. So all those things are really factors.
Give us a little example here. Let's say a woman over 40. What supplements should a woman over 40 be taking?
Well, I'm only going to touch on one or two things because obviously it would take. But for a woman that's in her mid to late 40s, for example, calcium would be very important. Okay. Because you want to start to prevent osteoporosis. But calcium is not absorbed in isolation. You need to have boron and magnesium along with it to help with the absorption of the calcium. And also you want to have some vitamin D on board so that, which also potentiates the absorption of the calcium. So that's just one example. Okay. And my iron example, for example, in an older woman, she needs much less iron than a menstruating woman would need. A younger woman, for example, would need, a supplement that would give her a good dose of folic acid, because like I said, that can prevent neural tube defects in the fetus. So in a woman of childbearing age, but it's recommended even from early teens that women start to really build up, their folic acid stores.
What about the men over 40?
Men over 40 should be really interested in their prostate health. So you want to take in lycopene. Lycopene is available in tomatoes, for example. But certainly supplementing that would be beneficial. Both sexes should be worried about macular degeneration as they age. So you want to have lutein in your supplements. So those are a couple of things. Men are susceptible to cardiovascular disease, even though now women are becoming almost equally as susceptible. So, you may want to consider a CoQ10 supplement in your supplements. So there's again a whole array of things that you should start to think about. But that's where if you connect with a company that, like I said, is science-based, they should have a product support line that you could call, give them your age, give them your health status, give them your sex, and they should be able to recommend a suite of products that would be appropriate for you.
Let's talk for just a moment about diabetes. That's a problem that I'm seeing more and more people becoming concerned about, even children, surprisingly enough.
Oh, I know. Well, I see it in my practice that there's a lot of kids now that are in pre-diabetic phase because they're overweight. Type 1 diabetes is a different story, in what's called insulin-dependent diabetes.
Right.
Okay. The type 2, which is really connected to weight and lifestyle, is the one that is avoidable. Antioxidants and supplements would have a role there, but the real cornerstone of preventing type 2 diabetes is to maintain a healthy weight and to maintain a healthy diet, not a diet that's not high in sugar and that's not not too high in carbohydrates. There's a balance that has to be maintained. I don't recommend any diet that's extreme in one way or the other. In other words, a diet that totally eliminates carbs is not a good idea. As is a diet that's too high in protein, because that can really give a, a difficult load for the kidneys to take care of. So you really want to get into a weight management system that allows you to eat a balanced diet, but focuses more on portion control, burning existing fat, and reducing appetite, and then preserving lean muscle mass. What happens when people diet is that they lose both fat and muscle, okay? And what invariably most people go off their diet because they can't maintain it. It's not sustainable because they end up giving up something and the body generally ends up craving. Now, that's why I recommend to people that if they are going to go on a diet, they should take definitely a good vitamin antioxidant supplement so they don't have the cravings. But there are weight management systems available that preserve lean muscle mass through protein shakes, for example. And that's very, very key because when you go off the diet, invariably you have a rebound weight gain. And what happens is you've lost both muscle and fat when you were dieting. So now that when you gain the weight back, you're actually gaining more of it in fat. So you're actually, even though the same weight that you were when you before you started the diet, you're actually fatter because you've lost lean muscle. So it's very crucial to get on a weight management program that will preserve the lean muscle. Exercising during dieting will also help that. So it's not only, strictly the weight management program, but a lifestyle change would be very beneficial because if you can build up muscle while you're in a weight management program, it really keeps it changes the fat muscle ratio. And one thing that people may not know is that muscle burns calories even at rest, where fat doesn't.
What kind of difference can vitamins have on our health, our energy, or even our appearance?
Well, of course, our appearance is really determined by our internal health. Okay, so by keeping your organ systems healthy, you also, with antioxidants, actually keep your skin healthy, and it helps with your teeth and your gums. It makes your eyes brighter. All of those factors come in when you have a good nutritional status. In terms of energy, again, by taking a good vitamin supplement with antioxidants, you're supplementing those nutrients that you may be missing in your diet that can help contribute to your energy and stamina level. Certainly, in terms of supplementation, things like ginseng would definitely, and ginkgo would definitely help with energy and with focus and stamina.
Let me ask you, should all of us be taking vitamins, and should every age group be taking a vitamin supplement?
That's my personal belief. Now, of course, there are going to be people out there who are eating their 11 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis and are leading a healthy lifestyle, and they may feel that they may not need to supplement. Now, one of the things is that, there are ways of measuring your antioxidant level. Company I'm familiar with has a scanner that actually can measure antioxidant levels non-invasively within 1 minute. And it was actually featured on the Dr. Oz show almost 3 years ago. At the end, if it's okay with you, I'll give information where people can contact.
Oh, yes, please leave your contact information. I'm sure some of our listeners will want to contact you.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that at the end of the talk. There was something else I was going to say now that
I'm
kind of
slipped
my mind. That's okay. No, that's all right. And in terms of should everybody supplement, the other caveat I would say is that if there are people that are having significant health issues, like if they're battling, God forbid, cancer or something like that, I would strongly recommend that before they took any supplements, that they would clear those supplements with the healthcare provider that's treating them, because we certainly don't want to make a blanket recommendation. Okay, there are instances where people should consult with their healthcare provider before embarking on a supplementation program. But in general, for a person that's not dealing with a serious debilitating disease, I would say that supplementation would definitely help their health status.
Could supplements interfere with a person's medications?
There are interactions, and again, that's why you would want to take your supplements from a company that has a science background and has a group of people that could make recommendations to you and give you advice in terms of what you have to worry about, and then be able to send information to your healthcare provider so that they would be aware of it.
That is really good advice, Dr. Steve. And before I close out the show today, did you have anything else that you wanted to cover, or do you have anything else that you'd like to tell us about?
You know, I think we've covered pretty much everything. The company that I have a connection with will be having product fairs in Anaheim, California this weekend on the 10th and 11th, and in New York City area, New York City, on the 17th and 18th. So if people want information about that, they can email me. I'll give you my email address. So my email is Steve T M D, M as in Mary, D as in David, 49@Verizon.net.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Steve, I want to thank you very much for spending time with us and giving us a little insight into supplements. It's been a real pleasure having you on. And if anybody wants to contact Dr. Steve, I have his email address in the show notes. And I also have it posted on the blog, AskTheBeautyAdvisor.com. Thank you for calling in. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And thank you for having me on the call. I look forward to doing it again at some time.
Oh, yes, we got to have you back on so you can answer more questions. I have tons more questions that I really would like to ask you.
Sounds great.
All right. You have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night.
That just about wraps up the show for this week. So again, we'll be back next week. As always, stay healthy and